communications skills are on the decline among federal agency leaders. The Partnership for Public Service says only about half of federal employees think their supervisors are good communicators and motivators. David Dye is a director in Deloitte's human capital practice. Deloitte helped the partnership crunch the latest numbers out of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. And Dave, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Do you see any trends in the communication skills from these numbers among federal agency supervisors?
Well, Francis, thanks for the opportunity to have a chance to talk to you about this topic of leadership communications. And as you will see in the snapshot we just released, that the numbers are on the downward trend. They're on a decline. And what we find is that as the government-wide rankings, you know, go up or down, they often correlate with or relate to how effective leaders are and how they not only communicate with their workforce, but actually how they connect with them. So I would say the numbers are down. They've been going down for about 4 years now, and so it is a little bit of a troubling spot for us.
There are three survey questions that you and your colleagues at Deloitte and the partnership used to measure this, says federal employee satisfaction with leadership communication. The lowest score represented by the information employees receive from management on what's going on in their organizations, which strikes me as one of the most important things that you want to communicate to your employees. Am I off the mark there?
No, so you're right. There's three questions, and just for a quick second, one of them is around how well leaders communicate goals and priorities, how much cross-communication is there across work units, and then the one you mentioned, how satisfied are people with the information they get on what's going on in their agency, and that one gets the lowest marks. And ironically, when you think about it, and certainly what's been going on in our federal agencies over the last couple of years, we probably need more communication than ever during times of uncertainty or constrained budgets, fewer resources. So the irony is we probably ought to do more communication when, in fact, because people's expectations are up, and in fact, we're maybe not doing it as well or doing it less.
I found an interesting parallel here between the numbers exclusively talking about leadership communication and the broad numbers about the places where people were satisfied. Your new snapshot says among large agencies, scores range from 68.0 at NASA to 38.8 at DHS, and there are many agencies in between. But NASA's at the top of just about all of these rankings, and DHS, unfortunately, is near the bottom of just about all of these rankings. So what I take away from that, and you can tell me if I'm on track here as well, is that communication is an exceptionally important way that an employee decides if he or she is happy and engaged and satisfied with their work environment.
Yes. So when I think about this, and you think about the role of leaders, you know, leaders are people too, right? And being a leader in the federal government now is pretty tough right now. We've got budget issues, and you know, they're the smaller government. They're probably feeling like fewer resources. But from a talent and an employee engagement perspective, you know, the workforce is changing. We've got more diverse workforce. We've got changing career expectations. That makes the job of a leader that much more complex, but it also makes it probably the opportunity. When I think about tools in our leadership toolkit, for me, communication is probably one of those things that if we do it well or get better at it, we're going to have a huge impact in our workforces and attracting people in the government and, you know, making them feel like they're contributing to the mission. So I think now's the time to try and crack the code on how do we get better leaders, how do we get our leaders to be better communicating?
And that's where we'll go next. Dave Dye is a director in Deloitte's human capital practice, and Deloitte and the Partnership for Public Service releasing their latest snapshot about leadership communications in the federal government. The data comes from the best places to work in the federal government. The questions from the Office of Personnel Management's Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. You've got five steps here, and I would like to talk about each of those in turn, Dave. The first one is, I think, fairly obvious. Make communication a consistent priority for leadership. It strikes me that it's maybe not as simple as it sounds on the surface, though, because consistent communication is certainly important, but communicating consistently in ways that the employee can take that information and do something with it strikes me as kind of the next layer or what's in between the lines.
Yeah, great point. And back to the idea that we've got a diverse workforce. There's some interesting research out there now that we're involved in that says, as employees come into the workforce, they're almost looking for what I'll call a customized work experience. Getting away from sort of this one-size-fits-all mentality. So when you think about communicating and doing that in a consistent way, people like to receive communication in different ways. Our millennials and our younger workforce probably will be more in tune with communication in ways that maybe some of the baby boomers are not. Whether it's social media or, idea platforms. So we've got to think about making it consistent, but I think we also need to think about what's going to appeal to the employee out there, and employees' needs and wants and preferences differ quite greatly.
That fits with the second item on your list of five steps to take to improve leadership communications, communicating with employees through multiple platforms. And it strikes me that the ultimate goal here is to get information to people. And one might look at that concept and say, well, we're going to distribute the information in the way we distribute it, and it's their job to get this information and make sure that they know what's going on. That's one way to look at it, I suppose. But I think that top-down, my way or the highway approach has been proven on many occasions to not be particularly effective, hasn't it, Dave?
That's right. And again, you can probably never over-communicate. And again, people get their information in different ways, whether it's through, one-on-one meetings or town halls or video chats. But I think at the end of the day, how we reach people where they are and how they like to absorb information, we just need to understand what those different outlets are. I mean, there's some great stories, and we mentioned this in the snapshot, U.S. Mint being one of them, that in particular their public affairs office uses their internal television network and some online Q&A answer boxes, as well as old-fashioned printouts of content. So I would encourage agencies to think about what's the multitude of ways in which we need to reach our audiences, and how do we do that in a way that we know we're reaching as many as we can.
The third item is maintaining open and direct communication between managers and employees. And there are some agencies, as you well know, Dave, that have made an effort in that direction, have worked really hard at it. And what I find fascinating about talking to leaders at those agencies, what they're telling me is it's good because they're hearing things from people that they wouldn't have before. It's also, in a way, a little bit bad because it means anybody at any given time has access to some of the top leadership, and there's so much more data now to wade through and so much more information to wade through coming from employees all up and down the chain that sometimes it can be a little daunting.
Yeah, and managers as distinct from leaders, boy, the connection between managers and employees is so important. And you mentioned about many ways to get information, and sometimes there's a lot of it. I would also suggest that maybe managers should not feel threatened sometimes when employees have access to their senior leaders. We were just chatting before we got on here about, when the senior leader comes in the cafeteria, sits down, or makes an impromptu visit in somebody's office and has a personal conversation, what a huge impact. But managers shouldn't necessarily view that as anything that gets in the way of what they do. So I think this whole notion of the roles that managers and leaders and employees have in connecting and communicating is interesting and different and important.
The fourth of your five items is implementing employee suggestions to convey commitment to communication. And this one is as old as a suggestion box in the company cafeteria. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way, but this is a timeless classic. This is one that has been proven to work for years and years and years. And I think it's wise to bring it back and remind folks that this is very effective. People really get it quickly when they see, people really do pay attention to whatever they put in the box or whatever the method is for collecting this feedback from employees.
Well, it is. It's an old one, but a good one. And when you think about how people get incentivized and jazzed up about in their workplaces, there's the compensation route and there's the way of patting somebody on the back. But boy, when you involve people in problem solving and decision making, that leaders take notice and then communicate that back out, that is a huge momentum lift for employees in the workforce. So I think it's a good one we ought to keep thinking about and how to do that.
The last one is probably the most complex, I would say, and that is consider a holistic framework. And I'm not implying that it's tremendously complex. It's just the most involved of any of the five items on your list of steps, Dave. What does a holistic communications framework for leadership look like in an agency? How does it work, and what are the components of it?
Well, this is probably the one where the Office of Communication and the Public Affairs Office probably will resonate with it, but it's looking at how you do business today with communications, where should improvements take place, how do you measure your success, how do you know what impact you're having with the strategies that you're implementing. So I think there's a little bit of a organizational feel to it, but we all know that communication is one big part of an overall way to measure success in an agency. So I think what we're saying is let's get our communications folks and our public affairs folks to work with our leaders to really look at this in a integrated way. I think that's really the message.
There's great insight in this snapshot, Dave, and I thank you for coming on and talk about it with me this afternoon. Congratulations to the partnership and to you. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks very much. You know, Francis, I think about this. The role of a leader for me is to define some reality and give hope, and I hope our communication snapshot here does that for folks. So I appreciate the opportunity today.